Alright, episode 2, Chronicles of the Grey Witch. Actually, like, I'm speaking to everybody live. I say live, actually, because, you know, actually, we talked about a little bit, you know, so you know a little bit about me now, as far as people that I'm involved with, actually, what I'm trying to accomplish and what I'm trying to do, actually, my background, and actually, where I came from. My curiosity is always kept rolling, always kept going. It never really seemed to stop. And the older I got, the more drawn I got into other things. Kind of felt like a jack of all trades, to where I was always dealing with many different other things all at once. I say many different other things is one of those things where, you know, you have no control. It's just like you're drawn to what you're drawn to. And that's pretty cool, but at the same time, I was always here to help somebody, you know. I always wanted the white picket fence with everybody else, settle down with a nice family, you know, and just be cool. And unfortunately, I have very expensive taste. Actually, I was never able to go out there and just be myself without having that expensive taste always kick in, you know. Girls actually have been on dates with and things like that always have a tendency to have a good time with me. It's just, I never was pretty much where I wanted to be, you know, until recently. So, I bring this up for a particular reason. You know, because they sit there and say that with the energy. Actually, I studied a lot from Bobby Hammond, you know. For the last 3 years, he actually helped me to put everything together that I was actually trying to do. And it was actually through his YouTube videos actually really opened me up. And it's not for everybody, so, you know, if you look him up, you know, you need to be wide open. If you don't look him up, you know, then obviously it's not something meant for you. But Chronicles of the Grey Witch, Inverse Van, Villain Van Michaels, I'll be honest with you, it's actually really, I keep telling everybody, basically upset about exactly what's going on with Facebook. Actually, when I first started off this whole campaign thing with Inverse, actually, it was all about Facebook. And actually, they pretty much tanked on us. So I'm letting everybody know, go ahead and find us on blogger.com. Go to Inverse, N-V-E-R-S-E. Okay. Okay. Villains, V-I-L-L-A-I-N, Z as in zebra. Okay. Dot. blogspot.com. Actually, go ahead and watch our videos, check it out from there. Let's bypass Facebook. Actually, let's move forward, life moves on. There'll probably be something else in play maybe a year from now. Actually, you never know. But get back to the story. Actually, the interesting part about this is you know, we pretty much follow like no one's path, so we pretty much create our own, you know, as villains. You know, there's quite a few of you guys actually out there following us. I think we need to become stronger. At the same time, it'd be really good to actually see if we have a supporting, we have backing by people who are like-minded like us. Okay. Actually, I went ahead and exposed myself on the YouTube channel, which is really good. And we just pretty much go from there. All right. So, actually, I think the one thing we should really concentrate on is the reason why this was pretty much created. I spoke to so many people who actually have the same like-minded. In fact, actually, I ran into three individuals actually who had the same mindset as myself. And actually, it was really interesting to exchange bread pans with them. And at the same time, though, to be able to connect with that individual on a different level. Most of us just want to feel like, you know, we're pretty much just not by ourselves, you know. And from the time, it's like we're born alone, we die alone. It's just a natural order, even if you're twins. So the whole idea of it is pretty much just go ahead and live life accordingly to exactly what you feel that your life should actually be. Don't allow anybody else to pretty much go ahead and judge that for you. You are the person that actually allows that person to make decisions, which being yourself, you know, self-mastery. That's what we're all about. I keep getting steered into ways that seem unorthodox to me, you know. At the same time, though, too, when you look them up, they are correct. So you don't want to limit yourself, you know, to exactly what it is that you might be or might be capable of, you know. You find out there's a lot more support in those, in this time of supporting others. And I say we're in a networking area, and that's pretty much what it's all about, is supporting others. You know, as being a beta tester and everything else from that point on, it's exciting. So let's get back into Chronicles of Greywood. Alright, so me growing up as a kid, you know, dark hallways always seem to be my thing. I'm going to label this one dark hallways. Dark hallways have always been a topic, and you always see it in many different horror movies. Always have a dark hallway, person on the other side. Actually, not sure if it was just something that I seen subliminally growing up as a kid. But to make a long story short, it was something that, you know, maintained and was in my dreams, you know. And while I was going to church and, you know, being told, you know, because I had so many vivid dreams, I had so many different questions, and when I didn't talk, it was one of those interesting things, to the point where when I had something to say, it was very interesting. And actually, I found it kind of disturbing after a period of time that, you know, these same dreams kept coming around. And when these same dreams kept coming around, I was always asking people for answers, and the only one actually could see and give me an answer was my grandmother. You know, everybody else was, you know, I went to priests, I went to rabbis, I went to people who sang in the choir, you know, down to that person's nephew who might have been new in church and actually, you know, didn't know too much. Never really got an answer. Actually, the answer that I didn't get, I wasn't really so satisfied with. And that's because, actually, you're asking, you know, high up authorities, and other people are asking, you know, other situations that they've been in. You know, obviously, if a man of the cloth is actually supposed to know the answers. And he says, well, only God knows exactly, you know, pretty much when that time is supposed to be. Well, then, unfortunately, then why am I talking to you? Obviously, I got frustrated with that, because it wasn't just a day. It wasn't just 2 weeks. It turned into 2 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, 2 years, 4 years, 5 years. And still I'm asking the same question with no answer. So, I learned how exactly how to venture out on my own. And at the time, I said, you know what? My first son was actually being born. And the crazy thing came down to was is that I really truly felt like I was in a crossroads, a transition, you know. Because when you first start off, you know, spirituality, it's all about discipleship. It goes discipleship, you know, goes to Pratyeka Buddhism, and then pretty much down to, you know, self-mastery. So starting off, I was born into discipleship. And actually, all this stuff that you guys always want to see that's pretty much real spiritual, be Christians out there, you know. If you really want to satisfy anybody's intentions, you should be able to answer their questions. You know, if you can't answer their questions, and therefore you ain't, you know, you ain't worth a spit. And so I went ahead and I always went against the grain. From being a very quiet, shy guy down to a person who, you know, was very headstrong and actually, in the same sense, knew the direction he wanted to go into. And at the same time, though, too, took no mess, took no bull drive, and actually did not bow down. At the same sense, did not stop what it was that I was doing. If I felt that pretty much your organization was in the wrong and that you're doing people unjust, actually, you were supposed to be exposed. You know, that's exactly how I operate. Even to now, though, too. So, you know, they sit there and they say that, and I was trying to say in my last podcast, though, too, is that when it comes down to individuals, straight villains are people who Don't take no for an answer, but at the same sense, we're not pushy. We are not threatening. We make promises. We make sure we make good on our promises. We don't tell lies. And at the same time, though, too, we make sure that we share with other people our experiences and let them know that they're pretty much not the only ones. So, you know, our whole thing is to uplift the other person, you know. A lot of religions actually pretty much do that, but then actually, you know, they usually end up being discriminating in certain areas. So the best thing for you to do is like, you know, non-biasedness, we're all about that. You know, we're all about that. We don't want to see anybody in shackles. We don't want to see anybody basically feeling left out or abandoned. If you go into inverse villains, NVERSEVILLAINZ, as in zebra, .blogspot.com, as you actually see, we're here to share a lot of information with quite a few of you. This is not a group of people who's trying to start a movement. This is a person, you know, and a group of people who are actually just trying to share information because, you know, as you know, books are becoming very scarce, and at the same time, we actually want to make sure that people are still, you know, basically sharing information without receiving information. Kind of like when you actually had, you know, before dial-up, you know, I should say dial-up, actually before, what is that? Speed dial. There we go. Speed dial. Actually, what happened was I used to have all my numbers memorized, and speed dial came into play, and it was an entirely different thing. Make a long story short, what happened was, is that we got lazy. So we keep trying to dumb us down with more technology, more technology, more technology. As villains, actually, we stick to the basics. At the same time, too, we want to make sure that everything that we're studying is basically good for the mind, body, soul, and spirit. Okay. As villains, yes, I'm a Buddhist. Yes, I love my witchcraft. Yes, I love all the other stuff. Because it's the path in which I pretty much have came. So a lot of people have to understand is that, you know, when you're listening to this, you're open to all things. Don't limit yourself. And at the same time, too, is, you know, you might just be hearing something that you heard your mom go through, your grandmother go through, and then you find out you have the same burden. I hope you actually stick with this podcast. It's not the fanciest. It's not, you know, it's not the most well-known, you know, but at the same time, though, too, I like to talk, like to vent. You're hearing me from a real deal aspect. You know, I'm not a multi-millionaire. I'm not a person who makes hella money, but, you know, I am an individual. I'm a blogger. I'm a writer. You know, I am a person that actually works a 9-to-5 job, you know, and I created something new that I actually want to share. And every time I turn around, it's the powers that be. Actually, you always want to try to shut us down. So what I'm trying to do is share it with you. So if you're a part of this, then go ahead and subscribe to our channel. Go ahead and listen to our podcast, YouTube, all that good stuff. Go ahead and hit us up on the international blog. Actually, we're in 11 countries and they love us, you know. So I'm hoping that I actually gain that much more support from all of my people that are pretty much here in the United States, you know, as well as other countries. So what I'm going to do is basically just go ahead and leave this podcast for the way it is. So we got Villain Van Michaels, Inverse Chronicles of the Grey Witch. And this is a 14-minute and 33-second podcast. So I do appreciate the time that you actually went ahead and listened to me. And be advised, actually, I will be saying it, but these videos are 5 minutes, 2 minutes, half hour, hour and a half long. I'm going to continue with my story. At the same time, too, I think this is a story that all of you would love to hear. And just tune in until next time. Inverse Chronicles of the Grey Witch. Villain Van Michaels. Villain out. Talk to you soon. Bye.